One of the most innovative and distinctive CDs in recent years was DJ Shadow's Introducing, released late in 1996. It introduced this California musician's cut-and-paste musical style, an alternative hip-hop style that owed little to the prevailing modes of gangster rap, techno, or electronica. A new release by DJ Shadow, called Preemptive Strike, collects recordings Shadow has made from 1993 to the present. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Everybody's so concerned about heroin and marijuana and all that until they forget the most dangerous is narcotic that exists. And that's the narcotic that is injected into the minds of infants. It's called social narcotics.
DJ Shadow was once asked what his favorite types of music were. He said, "It doesn't work that way for me. Hip-hop is what you do with all the music you hear." What DJ Shadow does is sample other people's recordings, reorganizing and reinterpreting many different kinds of music that he hears, that he seeks out, that he tracks down like a detective. They're not so much compositions as solutions to a mystery of his own devising. DJ Shadow is Josh Davis, a guy in his 20s who lives in Mill Valley, California. A vinyl record nut since he was a teenager, he's assembled a vast collection of rock, rap, jazz, classical, and experimental music, from which he fashions his own collages of sounds. In the process, occasionally scratching records like an old-school DJ, he creates his own moods and ideas. DJ Shadow recently told music critic Greil Marcus in the New York Times, quote, "It's not looping, it's chopping up, finding and isolating a key element, then breaking it into ever smaller fragments." It's very difficult to give you a sense of what this CD sounds like, because its cuts merge into one another, yet are completely disjointed within each cut. If you didn't look at the liner credits, you really wouldn't know where one selection ends and another begins. The effect is dreamlike, but it doesn't put you to sleep or into a trance state. Preemptive Strike is full of the vividness and jolt of a good lively dream, one that brings together associations you'd never have when you're awake, but which leave you feeling exhilarated, refreshed, thinking in new ways about how pop music works.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.